AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At least six Americans have been evacuated from the Radisson Hotel in Mali, where Islamic extremists with guns and grenades have killed at least three people and are holding hostages. AP correspondent Andrew Selsky reports from Africa.
What we do know is that gunmen have attacked the Radisson Blue Hotel in Mali's capital, Bamako. A staffer at the hotel told AP over the phone that the attackers used grenades in the assault. The U.S. Embassy described a shooter situation and warned all Americans to seek shelter in place.
Mali's security forces are going floor to floor now, rescuing hostages. U.S. and French special forces are helping those civilians get to safety. The U.N. is sending its quick reaction forces. President Obama is monitoring all of this as he visits Malaysia, a mostly Muslim country, and he's telling college-age students there,
"You can set an example, not just to stand up to violent extremism, but to build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance."
Thousands of French soldiers are fanning out across Paris this morning to help protect the city, 1 week to the day after the Islamic State group launched attacks that killed 130 people there. The Islamic State group is now claiming it pulled off two attacks today in Yemen that killed 15 people and wounded 30 others. Convicted spy Jonathan Pollard is out of prison now, 30 years after passing U.S. secrets to Israel. His lawyers say they found him a job in the New York area and a home, and they're challenging the terms of his parole, which they call onerous and oppressive. Court documents indicate he'll be working in the finance department of an investment firm in New York City. The Dow is up 123. This is AP Radio News. Who are baseball's MVPs? Craig Heist has the rundown.
Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper was the unanimous winner of the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. He received all 30 first-place votes. Harper hit .330 with a .460 on-base percentage and a .649 slugging percentage. Harper hit 42 homers and drove in 99 runs. He beat out the Reds' Joey Votto and the Diamondbacks' Paul Goldschmidt for the award. The American League MVP award went to third baseman Josh Donaldson of the Toronto Blue Jays. He had a dominating year, hitting .297 with 41 homers and a league-best 123 RBI. Donaldson beat out Lorenzo Cain of the Royals and Mike Trout of the Angels. I'm Craig Heist.
Shares in Volkswagen are rising amid reports that the cost of fixing its scandal-tainted cars might be far lower than expected. The idea here is that the test-cheating software could be fixed with a cheap piece of hardware in Germany. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.